Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, September the 5th. And welcome to our commentary. Happy Labor Day to all of you in the United States. Actually, I think in Canada, too. I believe they're celebrating Labor Day up there, but I'm not exactly sure if it's the same day as we celebrate Labor Day. But certainly here in the United States, happy Labor Day to all of you. I hope you had your extended three-day weekend, had a chance to get around, see family, and do a few exciting things. Well, today we're going to talk about what just happened in Chile. Chile, of course, is that country in South America. If you remember from geography or geography class, Chile is the country that is that long, narrow country on the Pacific coastline. It starts way up here and it goes all the way down almost to the South Pole, not quite, but all the way down. It's a very long country, very narrow. The capital of Chile, of course, is Santiago. And if you look at the Chilean flag, you're going to see that it looks a lot like the Texas flag. Now, there are a little difference, but when you look at them for the first time, at least at first sight, it's easy to confuse them. Now, Chile has been a relatively peaceful country in South America for a long time, had very stable transfers of power, very stable democratic countries. And back in the early 70s, they had a political situation where a man by the name of Allende was elected president. Allende was elected in basically a three-way race, and he became president. And rather than try to unite the country, he decided to go way to the left, and he was eventually overthrown by a fellow named Pinochet. You may remember that name. I'm sure you've heard that name many times in your political newspapers. And then he became the dictator of Chile from 1973 to roughly the late 80s, when he accepted a referendum that removed him from office. But the greatest accomplishment of the Pinochet years, there were some abuses. I'm not trying to cover that up. There were some human rights abuses, and that cannot be denied. But the greatest accomplishment is what he did to the Chilean economy. He turned around Chile, and certainly when he left the country was in much better shape than when he inherited from Allende. The country was a total mess in the early 70s. It became almost really, it wasn't even a third world country anymore by the time he turned over Chile back to the voters. But for years, obviously, Pinochet's rule as a dictator of Chile has always been very controversial, and Chile has gone back and forth. They've had several elections, and just very recently, a few months ago, a leftist president was elected president of Chile. He was a very young man from the left, and he decided that he wanted to rewrite the Constitution of Chile. He thought that the Constitution of Chile, which had been written under under Pinochet when he was governing Chile, he thought that it had to be rewritten so that it would be more legitimate for the people of Chile. So they had all kinds of political debates about this, and they finally got together and they wrote the Constitution to a referendum to the people of Chile, who rejected the new Constitution by huge numbers, like 61-62% rejection. And that happened on Sunday. And that's great news. That is really great news, because at least it shows you that the people of Chile understand and do not want to go in the direction of the left. I think there were many people, myself included, who thought, oh my gosh, we've lost Chile because of the new president and so on. But it's clear by the will of the people and by the way they voted that the Chilean people are not interested in pushing their country into a more left-wing type government like Venezuela or Cuba or whatever. They want to keep their country the way it is. They want to do some reforms, which is completely normal. There are some things that every country, of course, can improve on, and I'm sure that Chile is no exception. But the overall overall will of the people in Chile is that they did not want this new constitution, which to many of us sounded very, very woke, by putting a lot of emphasis on gender parity, on climate change, and things like that, that I think to many of us looking from the outside in sounded a lot like a constitution that could have been written by Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez and some of the left wing of the Democrat Party. And the people of Chile rejected that, to their credit. They rejected that and said, no, that's not going to happen in our country. So what happens now? Well, I guess the new president, or not new president, but he's only been there for less than a year, he will have to govern a country that has rejected his number one proposal, which is to change the Constitution. I guess he's got a choice. You know, he can accept it, which I've, at least so far he has verbally. Maybe he can come back with a better proposal, or maybe he can accept it and govern the country in a realistic fashion and understand that Chile is not interested in moving to the left, that you can always, you know, you can always reform things. Nobody's against that. But moving to the left is not something that Chileans wanted to do. So I want to congratulate in particular the people of Chile for their good wisdom in rejecting this constitution. I'm going to have a post about this coming out tomorrow, Tuesday. But if you look at the language of that constitution, it sounded to me like a very woke document, something very, very woke, what we would call woke in the United States. And that's why I think a lot of people in Chile said, no, we don't want that in our country. And we need to congratulate the people of Chile with respect to that decision. Now, there is another country here looking at all of this, and I hope they're paying attention. And that is the country of Colombia. Colombia inaugurated a new president in August, a gentleman by the name of Gustavo, I believe it's his first name, but Petro is his last name. And if you remember a few weeks ago, I wrote a post, I even said something on a video talking about the challenges that he was facing. And at the time that I wrote this about a month ago, or I said this about a month ago, I said that he should take a look at what's happening in Chile, because the new president of Chile has just gone down in the polls for most of the year. And the reason he's going down is because he's moving too far to the left. And I was then hoping that the new president of Colombia would understand that and realize that, you know, there is no positive direction going left at a time like this. Hopefully, after this referendum in Chile, the new president of Colombia will realize that if he tries to do something like that in Colombia, I think he's going to be rejected as well, because I just don't believe that the people of Chile or the people of Colombia voted to move their countries to the left. I think that it was more a rejection of their incumbents than a yearning to go in a different direction, especially a direction to the left. So I think the people of Chile months ago and the people of Colombia just a couple of months ago rejected the incumbent government for lots of different reasons, and they went in a different direction. But that doesn't mean that they want to go in the direction of turning into a left-wing or socialist, or certainly not Venezuela or Cuba. So this is a good day. This is a good day for Latin America. It's a good day for those of us who want to see Latin American society prosper and want to see democracy prosper in Latin America. Because one of the things that many of these left-wing governments do, as we've seen in Cuba and as we've seen in Venezuela, is that they rewrite the Constitution and destroy democracy in the process, because they destroy the opposition by using democracy as a way of destroying the opposition, which sounds a little strange, but that's exactly what they do, by basically just putting you out of business if you disagree with them. So let me again congratulate the good people of Chile for their wonderful decision to reject this constitution. And now, you know, there are always challenges. I'm not saying that there won't be any challenges in Chile or certainly in Colombia. I think you're going to see some challenges very soon. But at least for the time being, we know that the people of Chile do not want to move their country to the left. And I hope that's a signal. That's a signal to the rest of the world, really, including the United States, that people do not want radical changes, certainly not radical changes to the left. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a great Labor Day, and we'll be back with more videos during the week. We'll get into the situation with President Trump and the appointment of a special master. We'll get more into that more during the week. But today, happy Labor Day. Hope you enjoyed your day. And we will talk to you later. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.